Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon. God bless you. It is Wednesday, January the 12th, 2022. Wednesday, over the hump day. Yes, yes. Well, God bless you. We made it through. And I hope all is doing well with this Omarion virus. I hope you're staying safe and you're keeping your family safe. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name, for you and your families and those that are listening and those that are sick and shedding. God bless you. My topic for today is words of encouragement is focus on the future. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I get into this word, let this word be helpful for those, and let those get it and want to come to your word. Heavenly Father, I just pray for peace and love for one another on social media and in your real and in your family. I give honor and control, honor and blessings in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I keep getting pop-ups, distractions, but that ain't nothing but the devil. So, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me get on with it. Press forward. Focus on the future. Coming from Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 19, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do." Amen. Each new day offers countless opportunities to serve God, to seek his will, and to obey his teachings. But each day also offers countless opportunities to stray from God's commandments and to wander far from his path. Sometimes we wander aimlessly in a wilderness of our own making. But God has better plans for us. And whenever we ask him to renew our strength and guide our steps, he does so. Consider this day a new beginning. Consider it a fresh start, a renewed opportunity to serve your Creator with willing hands and a loving heart. Focus on the future and ask God to renew your sense of purpose as he guides your steps. Today is a glorious opportunity to serve your Father in heaven. Seize that opportunity while you can. Tomorrow may indeed be too late. If the leaves have not been let go to fall and wither, if the tree had not consented to be a skeleton for many months, there would be no new life rising, no bud, no flower, no fruit, no seed, no new generation. I want you to ask God the Lord to help you focus on the future and not the past. Create in me, you, a clean heart, a new heart that reflects your love for you and others. When I need to change, change me, Father, and make me new again. Amen, amen, amen. This is the encouragement for today. Focus on the future. God bless you. I am Sister Faye. And let God walk in your life each and every day. And tell someone you love them. And give them the good news. I'll be back with you with another word of encouragement on Friday. And may God keep you and keep you blessed always. Amen. Amen.